is going up.
On a Wednesday.
Bet y'all didn't think he knew that, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been elsewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we all those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 3. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, as we're getting into this episode where we see, Shinsuke says, the trash mess and drama, we see some of that coming up in this one. One of the things that you brought to my attention, and I was like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And it's from the Nikki and Dr. Sean wedding, right? And as they're walking, the way that episode 2 ends, something you saw and brought it to my attention. And I was like, huh? Are you sure? So I went back and looked at it. And I was like, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we see this on Married at First Sight, where they take something someone said at some point and edit it and drop it someplace else. So kind of a voiceover. And you notice you don't see Nikki say at the altar that, oh, I'm supposed to stand here, just wait for my husband in front of Sean. She never, right. She didn't say that in front of him. And if you look at Sean's body language, because you would think if he heard that, he'd be like, chick, I'm right here.
Right.
So I don't think that she said that to him. Right. I think that the producers did that to add a little, a little more drama to it.
And as it looked at it, I was like, dang. Because here's the thing. I thought I saw a clip where she, as she started, she goes, what am I supposed to do? Which she may have said. And then they probably asked, what were you thinking when you said, what am I supposed to do? I was thinking, am I supposed to wait here for my groom? Because I know this ain't it. And they went, let me cut that off.
Beautiful. Cut it.
Kristen says it was a Franken edit. You know, it's the same way like Age of Attraction. Remember when they took out a beautiful woman. I'm like, no, because a beautiful black strong woman is what she said. Yeah. And we know that because we know how the saying goes, right?
Right.
Shout out to everybody checking in. Happy Gardner's back. Happy Wednesday. Good to see you back. Paris Miller says, hey, guys, been a long time since I've caught a live. Welcome back in. Welcome
hey,
back.
Hey, Paris.
And shout out to Tammy up north, Raleigh up north. Says, hi from Montreal.
Hey, Tammy. How do you say, what language do they speak in Montreal? Is it French?
Yeah.
How do you say hi in French?
Hi in French.
There you go. What he said.
I mean, you can start with bonjour, but I mean.
Yeah, there you go. Bonjour.
How do you say hi
in French? I'm here in Texas. French. I'm like, hola. Hola, Tammy. ¿Cómo estás?
Look, I took 5.5 years of French, but you know, the problem is being in the U.S., there's absolutely no place to practice. And I think Tammy just told you that's exactly what it is, bonjour. But there's no place to practice.
Yeah.
It's the one time, you know what? What if we had moved to Canada? I probably would be bilingual.
I don't know. I hate the word bonjour. It triggers me.
Well, I worked because, at, I worked, probably because of the way you just pronounced it.
No, I worked at Blockbuster Video in high school. Remember Blockbuster Video?
Yes, I remember.
And I was working there when Beauty and the Beast came out. So they'd have the trailer tapes and they'd play it over and over and over. And after 4 weeks of hearing that over and over, I'd walk around the place, bonjour. Bonjour, 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 bonjour. Like the beginning of the song, the beginning song of that movie, stuck in my head. Still, 40 years later, stuck in my head.
So now you know how to say hi.
Bonjour.
In French.
Hi.
But you do it all along, apparently. Hey, Kristen says, if anything is really snarky and we don't see their lips forming the words, I don't believe they said it when they're trying to tell us they said it. Exactly. Yeah. Because there's another moment. And because you brought that to my attention, I started paying attention to other things that happened in that episode where, because Dr. Sean does say something a little snarky later on. And I went, he didn't say it at that moment. Mm-hmm. He said it when they were talking to him. And kudos to the producers for paying attention to what's being said and asking the right questions to get them to say what you want them to say.
Right, right.
Because that's a skill. That is an amazing skill. So look, let's get through this wedding real quick and then we'll come back to Nikki and Dr. Sean. But at the wedding, their vows that they're giving, right? anything stood out to you from their vows? Because Nikki says she wants quiet mornings and jokes and not you at the altar with me.
And somebody else to wake up to be really great. I mean,
good.
I felt it started rocky to me with when Nikki showed up, and I think it's how the production made it.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like she was getting into the groove of it. And I think that she's probably saying, trust the process. The experts, trust they did their job. Let me be open-minded. So I say kudos to Nikki for that.
Yes. You know, Dr. Sean, in this moment, though, when he did his vows, I thought he really stepped up. And mm-hmm. I thought, in this sense, I know Nikki could not keep her face straight. And absolutely right. But I think this moment kind of softened that glass. It melted a little bit of the ice when Dr. Sean is talking about his inspiration and lineage, which led to his success. And then he's been buying two of everything for the past year. And then he mm-hmm. ends it with a line. And ladies, you tell me if this was a good line or not, because as a man, I might say it's a good line. He'd be like, nah, that's trash. But mm-hmm. he says, I've got space for you. Now, forget everything else he said after. Just up to that point, when he said that, was that a good line?
No, it was, I'm a doctor, and I got space for you. Those two things. Forget everything else he said. Just, I'm a doctor, and I got space for you. She's like, I'm interested. And I think, let's give Nikki some grace. I think she has RBF.
Uh-huh.
And when she smiles and all that, she has a beautiful face. But she's just resting. She just looks that way. So I don't think that she had her face not straight. Somebody commented just by the look of Sean. I just think that's just how she looks when she's not smiling.
Right. And that could be it. They do kiss. I know you always check to see that they do kiss. What did you take from the kiss? Anything?
He asked. And she said, sure, little one. Mm-hmm. Right. So that was like, hey, don't come at me with no tongue. So I good that he asked and that she kissed him. Great. Now walk away silently, Sean, and enjoy that. Don't ruin it.
Yeah, but he will. He will. By the way, people are saying, I see D. Michelle saying that was an incredible line. Taylor saying there was a twinkle in her eye when he said doctor. So that's probably what did it. She heard I got space, to your point. So those two mm-hmm. combined. I mm-hmm. thought everything went well until he said, we married y'all.
You know what that reminded me of? I am delivered.
By the way, Tammy up north says his line of I've got space for you was a corny line. I think that we married y'all was the corny line, but because the way he said it, I mean, I thought she was going to jump back over the broom.
Yeah.
Like, no, we not no more. Like,
yeah, it's like Color Purple. Eyes married now.
Yeah. Happy Gardner says Sean came ready. Nikki wasn't ready for him. Sean has a great narrative and a great name. Girl, you better be okay with being Mrs. Best.
Shame Mrs. Worst.
Oh, true. Well, it's going to get that way. By the way, Tehu says he's corny. He's more than that. We'll get to that because I got some things about Dr. Sean, Dr. Best. Dr. could be a little bit better. Coming up, but before we get to that, let's get to some of these other couples out there too, man, because we got to meet Caitlin and Devin. Now,
mm-hmm.
Caitlin's, we've seen this before where dads are not a fan of the process. As a matter of fact, we saw it on this season. I mean, he showed up at the wedding and he was quiet. He was like, I'm not going to be on camera, but he was shy. But this dad, mm-hmm. Caitlin's dad, understandably no fan of the process. But did he have to make all those comments when they were walking in and the other family calling the other family, the visiting team?
Yeah. You know, and that could just be his nerves. It was awkward and it was weird. And then once Caitlin got up to the altar, for him to get up and say, hey, I'm a traditional guy. This is hard for me. At first I was annoyed, but then I was like, you know what? If this is what you got to do to help you get through it and be able to process it, fine. I don't think it was bad.
And J-Ro, I thought this too, especially after watching the first time. I was like, and you know, here's where they messed up. because J-Roll says they dubbed her father also. He didn't make all those comments at that time. Look at his mouth. Yes, very true. Yeah. And as the most telling part is when he's looking like he's turning back and talking to somebody and goes, I'll punch you in your effing face. There's nobody. I don't care who you are. Somebody tells you that, there's no reaction to it.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, everybody's seen that. He did a lot of editing on the dad. But dad was a little bit immature. Here's the thing I have. The biggest problem I have with the dad. Caitlin comes down. She's at the altar. And before the ceremony starts, he has to stand up and say something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just skip forward a little bit. We'll come back. He's at the reception. He has to say something. When he finally feels good about it, he has to say, if you're going to do all this damn talking, walk your daughter down the aisle if you're going to call yourself a girl dad and she's the most important thing to you. Walk her down the aisle because it's important to her.
Right. I wonder why he did it. I don't. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll find out at the reunion, but like, why didn't he walk her down the aisle?
Yeah. I mean, was it in protest? Oh, I almost didn't come. But that's great. You said that. That's great.
Yeah.
Walk her down the aisle. That makes, because you make her look bad walking down there by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anything from the wedding stood out to you from these two?
I really like these two, first of all. If you think about in the beginning how the experts were trying to match them up, they got what they wanted. She wanted a Nick Bosa, big guy, athlete that can throw her around. Mm-hmm. He wants someone, you know, cute, petite. All those things. He's looking for somebody that can travel and go anywhere, work remote.
Yeah,
she can do that. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of boxes are being checked, and you could tell that there's connection and chemistry between the two and an attraction. Even with the damn sunglasses on his head, she was still interested.
I just wonder if she wanted the full Nick Bosa or the non-MAGA Nick Bosa. Because as a 49ers fan, we accept Nick Bosa minus certain parts of him. And then this jackass last year decides to get on the screen and start doing some stuff. And when you got drafted, they made the noise. It quieted down. Tea time is right there with you about the sunglasses, too, because they were there all the time.
Typical jock. I bet he walks around in socks and slides.
I'm not going to say anything bad about the slides and the socks, because why not? There's worse things with socks that's coming up later in this season, as we saw in the preview. But I did like the convo that Devin had with Caitlin's dad, though.
Mm-hmm.
Necessary?
Very necessary, because I think he could tell her dad has some reservations. Mm-hmm. Through this. And he knows that for Caitlin, her dad's very important in his life. And so I thought it was a good... as a man, it was a good move to do to acknowledge it and recognize how important it is, and to say, look, I still want your blessing throughout all this, and I'm going to earn it, you know, because this is your baby girl. So I'm still going to earn that respect instead of just being like, hey, look, I'm Devin. Look at me.
Yeah.
you go, whoop my ass? No? Okay, then.
Hey, while you're talking to me, looking up, talking to me, let's discuss this. who are you going to punch in the face again? Chris Nitt says super conservative dads can be creepy about their daughters. It's disgusting. And is that why he didn't walk her down? Who knows, right?
Yeah.
He does seem like he would come off as one of those. But first night, Caitlin says no flags yet. No orange, no red. I'm like, has she been listening to the pod? But good thing.
Yeah, I mean, no flags at all. I mean, I think this is going to be the first couple to smash.
You think so?
I think so.
Hulk smash.
Yeah. That's going to be the first couple to cross that line.
Yes. The first couple to do the tarot.
Yeah. Thank you.
Why waste time? You did it before with somebody else. This one at least.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Yeah, why not? You're married. Please. It's legal. To God's eyes, it's legal.
Do not sing again.
Get down on it.
Moving on to Michelle and Cameron at their reception. This was really awkward because Cameron looked like he was like, what do I do with this little person? I meant to, like, he was about to pick her up.
Yeah.
Was he going to pick her up to dance? That should have been her first clue that this man has never been in a relationship.
Well, I don't know if you caught this, but to me, the way Cameron walked with her to get to the dance floor, it's kind of like, you know, your dad and your mom saying, hey, go dance with your sister. go grab your sister and go do one dance with her.
Yeah.
Please. You know, that's what it looked like. It didn't look like it was a romantic
right
thing. And at all. I'm starting to think that there is no chemistry with those two.
They seem very awkward. And then Michelle's brother and his toast did not help the situation at all.
Well, it made her sound like she's a party girl.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's fine to do that with somebody who's been dating your sister for some time.
Right.
But just meeting her, that might be a bit much, right?
Yeah, I would agree.
When we see them in the car, this is the first sign of the cracks. I mean, maybe the second sign, because after the dance, that was definitely a big first sign.
Yeah.
They're talking about relationships, and Michelle said she was in a 3-year relationship that ended 3 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened when Cameron reveals that he hasn't had a serious relationship over 6 months ever?
Yeah. And I think it shocked her, but rightfully so. I mean, it's a huge red flag that he's not had one relationship over 6 months. But did you notice the body language? And we've talked about this on the podcast before, about yeah. that book, Super Flirt, to show body language of who's interested in who.
Yeah.
Both their body language shows they're not interested.
Right.
They are sitting as far apart from each other and barely looking at you. She was looking at him. Mm-hmm. He's just kind of like looking out the window like, yeah, producers are making me have this conversation on camera.
Right.
I'm not really interested in this. So the fact that he's not been in a relationship for 6 months and if he's physically does not seem like he is into her, I think Michelle is going to have, she probably has some concerns at this point.
She should have concerns. And I have concerns. Why? We got new experts. Why are we still doing the same crap that we did before? Why are we casting people who have never been in a relationship? Let's see if it will work this time.
Yeah, listen, they did that in Colorado.
This time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't work because it's not. And it's not. Here's the thing. I like when they got back to the room, she brought it back up. It was bothering her. You saw it was bothering her. She brought it back up. And he tried to say that it wasn't about being a commitment foe. Right. Which I saw a lot of people asking about in the when we did episode 2. Okay, it's not about that. It's still a red flag.
Yeah, there's something with that. For you to only be 6 months and they always end, there's something there. And then the other thing is that he's not spent a lot of time around someone else. Mm. He's used to his alone time. And now you're about to be with somebody 24/7 for the next 10 days before y'all come back from the honeymoon and go back to work and get a little bit of a break. You're going to be around this person a lot.
Yeah. And yeah, by the way, Mike says, Cameron catching too much heat about his relationship history. If I was a professional athlete in Europe, I wouldn't keep one around for more than 6 months either.
And you would be a red flag just like Cameron. Come on, Mike, you know that would be a red flag.
And I get what you're saying, Mike. If you were had, yes, I understand that part. However, that's still, because old habits are hard to break until you're ready to break them.
Yeah.
Erica wasn't here, says, Michelle definitely has concerns. I feel like this will be their only conflict, though. It's a big one.
I think, you know what? It's early. And we always see this, that there's that couple where we're like, oh, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
And then that winds up being the ones that make it and do really well. So let's keep watching and see what happens.
Okay. What about every other problem they have will branch off from this, or at least will always, because Michelle is still a woman, come back to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She'll never forget this moment. This moment stuck out to her, and everything is going to come right back to this route.
Yep.
All right. Next couple was Belle Jolie and Mecca with your favorite father-in-law of all time.
Illogic.
Illogic is absolutely right, sir. What'd you think of the conversation with Belle Jolie and her maid of honor, Amani?
Well, she's telling her that, hey, I thought, you know, thought y'all were going to kiss. And she's, Amani's trying to see, hey, are you into him? You attracted to him? Well, why didn't y'all kiss? And I think Belle Jolie is trying to play coy. That's the thing I don't like. You just got married. Mm-hmm. I didn't say, you know, you don't have to sleep with him, but Jesus, a little kiss on the lips, something, show some interest, because she is super attracted to him.
That was actually surprising, and surprising in a good way, that she's super attractive, because she's saying these things. She keeps saying it, and it doesn't sound like she's saying it to be over the top.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't sound like she's saying it for just for the cameras. However, your guy Logic, what was up with his conversation with Mecca about liking the family, clapping cheeks, and what was that at the altar?
I don't understand. Why would you say this type of stuff? You're a principal. You are a principal.
He's a principal menace.
Act like it. Act like you have some damn sense. And to make those jokes about clapping cheeks and, hey, I think you have an erection up there. That is just so inappropriate. Mm-hmm. That I don't understand what his end game is in doing this. Is he single? Is he trying to get a spinoff or something? Age of Attraction, trying to see if they'll pick him up. I don't know what his deal is, but man, that dude is a problem. And it makes me think if it is, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yes, that could be a problem. Right. But here's the thing. Even though Miss D says Mecca seems to be too into himself as well, I don't see that. But here's what I do see. And maybe I'm glad I was wrong. Or at least I hope I'm wrong. When he said, I kind of like the family. Don't go messing this up. Otherwise, I will pick up the Belle Jolie. And he didn't say that part, but that's what I thought was coming next, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Kristen says he's a principal that's been protested by his students and all the dirt's coming out. He should have kept his mouth shut. No. Yeah. By the way, Mike is just on the opposite side of a lot of things today. I don't trust this Belle lady. I think she's here for her singing career. Mecca Daddy's a problem. Okay. Woo. I thought you were about to say he's a role model, but
yeah,
Mike, this was about to get really bad.
Yeah. You know what? She could be here for a singer to get some exposure and find love. What's wrong with that?
Right. Yeah, you could do both. I want both of them. B-O-F-U-M.
Everybody's going to her IG. They're going to see some of the clips of her singing. Mm-hmm. Smart move, I think.
Now, Nikki points this out. Did you notice this? She said, I wish Mecca would compliment Belle Jolie more. He isn't showing enough attraction, in my opinion.
Good point. Honestly, good point. I don't really see him saying much. I wish he probably should say a little bit more.
Right.
Good call.
And she is an attractive woman. So yeah, don't have her dropping all the compliments. Hey, throw some back too. I did like the conversation in the limo ride back to not even limos anymore. They're just doing the black truck ride back to the hotel. Bonding over single family upbringing.
Yeah.
And the fact that Mecca is estranged from his mom.
Yeah.
Didn't grow up with
him. Yeah. Yeah. And also estranged from his half siblings as well. I like this conversation because to me, what I got out of this is, hey, we both grew up in a way that is not ideal. And we both don't want that for when we get married and have kids. We don't want that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I love that. Because I think if you grow up in a jacked up childhood and you meet somebody whose family's like the Brady's and everything is perfect, it's weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird. But the fact that they both said, hey, I don't want my kids have to go through this, it gives me hope.
Mm-hmm. You know what else gave me hope is when they're back in the room, the topic of weirdness came up and it gave me hope. And I think it gave you some flags blowing in the wind there. Right. But because apparently, when it comes to weirdness, Belle Jolie is artistic. So she likes weirdness. The sparkles in the teeth means nothing. The black fingernail polish means nothing. And the brushing teeth in the shower. Yeah, so what? I do that too.
Yeah. I mean, I was expecting him to say, and I feel like there's more. Like there's stuff he hasn't said yet because she kept asking, like what? And when he said brush his teeth in the shower, like that's no big deal. And she's like, yeah, me too. And I'm like, you know, if he said, like, I pee in the shower, And she's like, yeah, it's no big deal. I take a shit in the shower. What's the big deal? You know, then I guess it would be fine.
Wait. You know, when you slide that by, wait, what?
What?
I know some people just missed all that you just said. Rewind. What'd you just say?
Check tape.
Yes. And see, if you're not paying attention, you'll be like, oh, that's cool. Apparently, I'm the only one that missed it because High Vibe got it. Tea Time got it. Christmas, ew. Yes, Velvet, it took a really wild turn. I'm like, what kind of conversations are you having, Terrell?
But I'm just saying, like, there's nothing that weird about brushing the teeth in the shower. Like, say some crazy stuff. That would make sense to me. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I just don't see the big deal. Like, I want to know what is the weird thing that he hasn't shown her yet. Because yeah. This is me being judgmental. Mm-hmm. So I think people with the jewels in their mouth and the painted fingernails, they're going to do some weird shit.
Well, yeah.
They're going to do some weird shit.
They also wear hoodies in the damn heat in the middle of summer in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to do some weird shit. So I'm like, okay, show us what the weird thing is.
Hmm. By the way, Miss Tillman says the two jewels and nails are their generation. True. Just like all these sparkles on the jeans, too. Like, this is this new thing. I'm like, yo, what are you? Now, if you're on stage, I get it. You're walking down the street, fellas. Now we're crossing too many lines. The pearls, that was too many lines.
Yeah.
No, that's also this generation, so I'll leave it alone. Tammy up north says, I brush my teeth in the shower, but the rest, no, sir.
Everybody pees in the shower. Come on.
Yeah, well.
Everybody.
You don't talk about it.
Well, true. You don't like, say it on a, reality show, but we all know you do it.
So now you know what's going to happen because.
Yeah, I don't brush my teeth in the shower, though. I don't do that.
Mrs. Taj does. But I want you to know that just because you said that, you're going to get a question. The next time you have company, have you cleaned the shower first before I get in?
Yeah. Do you know how clean I am? That's not even a question. You know how clean I am.
Tessa, too true. TMI, Terrell. Meme is Terrell went all the way left. Yeah. J-Ro says a lot of basketball players wear nail polish. Yes, I judge Dwayne Wade, too. That's okay. And I know the rest of them followed him. Because
you're making millions of dollars. You wear whatever the hell you want. Dwayne Wade can wear a dress, for all I care. What are you going to say to him? Yeah, what are you going to say to him? Now, you work at Burger King and fingernail polish wearing a dress. I'm like, the choice.
By the way, D. Michelle says, Terrell, you'd have to ask Logic what the weird stuff is. Surely he calls it all out to his son.
He would probably have no problem spilling the beans and telling anybody who will listen.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Happy Gardner says, I've never heard about brushing teeth in the shower until Mecca and Belle said it.
I didn't know people did that.
Yeah. I've only seen it in the movies, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you in that much of a hurry? Wake your ass up 5 minutes earlier. And MWA says, never have peed in the shower. That's kind of nasty.
Never?
Ever, ever?
It's soap and water. What's the big deal?
Okay, now you're sounding like, well, I don't wash my feet.
I mean, I wouldn't do it with someone else in there with me. I'm not showering with somebody. But I'm just saying, we've all done it. What's the big deal? It's like peeing in a pool.
No.
At some point, we've all done that.
We found somebody else. Tammy up north says, never have I peed in the shower. The toilet's right there, sir.
You're already in the shower. Do you, like, get out? Pop a squat, pee, and then get back into the shower to finish rinsing the soap off? Like, why not?
And if you have to sit down, you slip off?
Yeah, I'll die on this hill. I see nothing wrong with people if they want to pee in the shower. Great. You know, while you're taking a shower, not literally just standing there and peeing in the shower, you're drunk. Mm-hmm. You're doing that.
Now, Joy P says, I have peed in the shower before. It's not a habit, though.
True. You don't do it. I don't plan it. It's just sometimes it could happen.
And to your point, Tea Time says, you know what, Terrell, you're right. Yes, I have. I'm not rewashing my ash. Oh, you know, D. Michelle said it saves on water. That's right, because now you got to flush the toilet, still get back in the shower. Does save water.
It's about the planet, people. It's about the planet.
All right, Captain Planet. And High Vibe says, Terrell, I did not need to know this.
High Vibe, I thought we was family. We can't share. We're not in the trust tree. This isn't the nest.
Now, here's where Joy P starts to lie. Never peed in a pool, though. Everybody's peed in a pool.
As a kid, I mean, you've done it. as a kid.
Only as a kid?
Never done it as an adult.
Why?
Because I'm an adult. You get out the pool. It's different. Like when you're kids, like that's why I don't get in the swimming pool when there's a bunch of like 5-year-olds in there. I'm like, oh, there's pee in that. I am not getting in that pool with all them little kids. Nope.
No, true. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Look, you make this the best part of it. So quick shout out to everybody that's rocking with us right now. If you're part of the live crew, thank you, because you keep us laughing all the time. If you're watching this later, part of the replay gang, join in the shenanigans in the comment section. But hey, before all that, do us a favor. Hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please help us get to our 10K goal for the month of July. We only got, what, a week and a half left of July? Or is it a week and a half left, right? So hit, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. And make sure you hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut of my left shoulder.
Sorry, I'm slow.
QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos and more, including members only story time, members only live streams for story time. Terrible.
It's okay.
I'm on one today and I don't even drink it.
I know, right? Thank God. Jeez. I don't know what would come out your mouth then. Hey, to the replay gang, don't forget to hit that hype button for us, please. We do appreciate it. It does help a lot. And to all of our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store. That's QR code is over Terrell's left shoulder. And you can go ahead and scan that and get straight to the store. We thank you in advance for your support. Man. the pool and the shower, apparently there's only for one place to pee, and that's in the toilet, we're seeing. But we got to move on to Courtney and Nick, right? And I do like that Courtney asked Nick's friends about him being on and say she had some concerns about him being on this many reality TV shows.
Yeah, anybody would, because her question is, what is your true intentions? She, I think, is really looking for her partner. And apparently Nick is, too. And I like that his friends, even though one of his friends, they met through a reality show, The Circle. I like how they convinced her that, hey, no, he's really serious about this. He could care less about the cameras. He's really in it for the relationship. And I think that put her mind at ease, because I'm
but
sure.
Did you believe them?
Well, I mean, I have nothing else to go off of. I just met Nick. You know, just so I don't know, but I'm going to trust that if these are his close friends that he had at his wedding, I would hope that they are being truthful.
Well, let's hope so. That night, and I had to go back and watch this again to remind me what the before and after, right? Because
God,
you know exactly where I'm going here. What? They look like two different people. I'm like, who the hell is that? No. Because Courtney removed all her makeup. And I like what Nick said, you know, that shows she's confident, which tells me he's like, who are you?
I don't think she looked that far off from, I don't, okay, the first
stop,
time.
Stop
hold
right
on, hold on, hold on.
Tell
him. The first time I watched it.
Okay.
I thought what you thought. Mm-hmm. When I watched it the second time, I was like, you know, it's really not that far off. And the way I factored is, her natural look isn't bad at all. I think she's still pretty, but I think wedding makeup is totally different than going to brunch with the girls' makeup. Every wedding I've been to, most of the women's face is caked with makeup. They don't look like that regularly. And we know some ugly people that got married where, wow, she looks beautiful. Makeup did wonders for some folks. So the fact that she looks good without the makeup, I think that's a win.
Okay. Tea Time says, I should be able to recognize you. That's my point. Kevin, hey, calling you out right now. So that's Cap Terrell. You saw a difference.
There's a difference, but it wasn't bad. The way Yanni may see me, there's a difference from full makeup from a wedding to wash all the stuff off my face. A little different.
No, look. Y'all are too much, man. Tea Who says, Courtney looks like she's been through the air fryer. Respectfully. What is wrong with y'all? I'm not going to make it through this episode at all, man. Mrs. Taj says, Courtney's Micah. Enough said.
So that's what it is.
Look, even Nick was like, if you go to get tanned that much, we're going to have to talk about that a little bit. Because the air fryer is right.
Yeah, she should really lay off the tanning, though. It's a bit much. If you're white, just be white.
Don't Mike get says, Terrell, you sure you ain't drinking?
Positive.
And
water.
Miss D says, was it me? Or did she age before our eyes? Y'all are nuts. Oh, my God. Pimp named Slipback, thank you for the super chat. Says, dated woman like Courtney, she gives me crazy vibes. Without the makeup, yes.
No, I don't get crazy vibes. I get vibes of someone who's been hurt a lot because her fear is that whoever she's with is going to leave her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she doesn't want. So it seems like everybody leaves her. Everybody cheats on her. So she's waiting for it to go bad. Right. Even at the when they're at the in the room talking and she's like, yeah, he could get bored. And then the producer's like, so you've known him for 3 hours.
Right.
And you're already worried about him getting bored. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, that's where you get because she's to your point. You like to say they already played a story out in their head. She's playing out in her head already.
Yeah, she's just preparing herself. He's not going to like me. He's going to leave me.
By the way, shout out to Karen. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Karen.
Always love the support. And Kevin is back at you. Says, Terrell's always defending these women like Courtney and Michelle from Chicago.
If you've not watched our pod for a long time, you will notice that Yanni and I tend to be opposite. So, of course, I am going to... I can't agree with him all the time. I've got to find some ground...
Oh, don't try to use that as the reason. No.
That's why. I can't believe he's going to say, well, I'm always right. I don't want to hear all that. So sometimes I got to say, no, Yanni, I don't think that's true.
Okay.
She doesn't look that bad without makeup.
And by the way, Kevin has some advice for Courtney. It's okay. He shouldn't get bored because he's with a different person. I was waiting for that to catch on with you.
Took me a second. He's dating Mystique.
I'm the X-Men, yes. Who am I going to wake up to this morning? Yeah.
Who's it going to be tomorrow?
You know, we didn't get a whole lot of them in this one, but the moments we got from them were great. Tori and Felipe, we see them getting ready to cut the cake. And this was a really touching moment, wasn't it?
I thought it was good because they cut the cake and Felipe says in Brazilian culture, the first slice of cake goes to the most important person in your life. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was going to give it to his mom. Right. And he's like, mom, I love you, but handed it to her, which to me was a great gesture because if he did give it to his mom, then that's a red flag for Tori to be like, okay, I'm with a mama's boy.
Right.
That I'm going to have to deal with this if I'm going to be with this man. He's letting her know that, hey, you are my number one. You're my wife.
And the mom didn't look upset. She looked happy that he did that. Like, she's like, I taught you well. You remember what I said?
Yeah. It's that Latin culture, man. That they just, it's just different. Well, Spanish culture. It's just different type of love that they have. But I thought it was a great gesture. I still have my concerns with these two. Mainly my concern is Felipe. We'll just have to see, you know, with his restaurant life, his nightlife and partying, like, what does that really look like?
Question. What'd you think of Tori giving the mom the cake?
Smart move on her part. Mm. Strategic.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, because she knows how important their relationship is. Mm-hmm. I think Felipe let her know that, hey, you're my number one, but she's also not trying to take Felipe away from her.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, well, he's mine now. You know what I mean? I thought it was great for her, and I think the mom likes her.
That's a good point. Even though Mrs. Taji says, I'm not sold on Tori yet. She's acting too perfect. If she's all that, why is she on Mavs? Many questions I have.
Why is anybody? That's like me saying, hey, you seem awesome. Why are you on Bumble where I met you?
That's, you know, for the longest time, you got it. You still get it. I used to get it too, which is, well, how are you 30 and you don't have any kids? How are you 35 and you don't have any kids? Hey, easy. I ain't married yet.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me why you got so many.
Yeah. Why do you got three with two baby daddies?
D. Michelle is with you, says, Terrell, well played, Tori. Exactly. Yeah. Great thing. So that was a good point. And I saw that and I didn't think a whole lot. Then you brought it up. I'm like, you know what? You're right. This is a great gesture. Everything went well in that moment. It was perfectly scripted.
For the most part.
So back to our couple du jour, Nikki and Dr. Sean. But first, hey, don't forget to help us get to our 10K goal, please. Hit that subscribe button. You're not subscribed. Go ahead. I'll wait. Go ahead. All right. Thank you. All right. We pick up this post-wedding, right? And I thought Sean did a good move here as they're walking. After they jumped the broom, after the "we made y'all," he got himself he got it back together with a great gesture, didn't he?
He did. Because he's like, hey, you know, we don't have to be all touchy-feely right away, which she doesn't want to be right now. And so at this point, I'm thinking, okay, Sean, way to read body language. You're reading the room really well. And yeah, y'all just met. You don't have to be holding hands this whole time. So let's just talk and get to know each other a little bit.
Let's nerd out real quick on brain science.
Yeah, which they do. You know, and I think she's a sapiosexual, she says. Mm-hmm. So I think that everything that he's talking about is right up her alley. And that is what's making her start to feel a little more interested in him.
And that's good because she almost even says that later on, right? But had she heard the conversation that he was having with Uncle Mike at the reception, that might have switched immediately.
I would expect that conversation from an 18-year-old going to prom. You know, I'm thinking, Dr. Sean, you are too old to be saying something that dumb. You're too smart to say something that dumb. I'm going to be laying with a woman in the same bed. And, you know, I like to get physical early, which who talks to their uncles that way? I don't talk to my uncle, but hey, you know, uncle, you know, unc, you know what I like to do. No. His uncle gave him good advice. Hey, man, just work the weight. Just take your time. Get to know her. Why are you even thinking about that? Like, to me, the body language that she was showing, that would be the furthest thing from my mind.
What did you think of what Uncle Mike said? The slower you go, the faster it moves. Or something like that. Somewhere along the line. I might have just messed it all up completely.
I can't relate to that. I'm not a slow and steady wins the race kind of guy. I like to speed some things up.
Why we gotta wait for dessert? Let's go.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Nikki and her conversation with her girls?
Well, it was funny because her girl's like, so, you know, what do you think? Da, da, da. And what does she say first? Oh, this wine is really good.
Yes.
And at that point, I'm thinking that she's not attracted to him, which I think we all can recognize that. Mm-hmm. But she's trusting the process. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to give him a chance, which I give Nikki full credit for doing, because that would be hard for me. A lot of us could not be on this show, but she's giving it a chance. And so I like that.
You know, I've done a number of weddings. I've been in a wedding. One. The only one. And one thing I despise is the stupid tradition of, huh?
You've been in two weddings.
Well, no, I mean, as me.
Yeah, as you. As you were you in both of those weddings.
As the groom. As the groom. I've been in a couple others.
Yeah.
But I hate this stupid tradition. And it definitely should not be on Married at First Sight. And I'm talking about the garter toss.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
I've never been a fan of that. And here's the thing. And again, this is Sean needing to read social cues. Mm-hmm. You just met this person. You are not about to stick your mouth between her thighs and pull a garter off with your teeth. You just met this person. Mm-hmm. If y'all have been dating for years and finally getting married, go for it. No one cares. Mm-hmm. It's awkward, right? I just don't think they should do it. I don't think anybody should do it. Nobody wants to see people do that. And I think the people that cheer it on, I feel like it's like porn. It's weird.
Yes, but and especially if you got you know, grandparents there and all that. High Vibe Agrees says that Garter was disrespectful, very disrespectful. Garter Toss, yeah. MWA says is stupid. I hate it. Yes, I do too. I'm like, because all right, I got to stretch a little bit. Let me do a dance. Let me sit your ass down. I mean, the fellas don't want to catch it anyway. And
nobody wants to see you do that.
Why do you want somebody else to have in their possession something that there was that high up on your wife's thigh? I'm just saying.
I don't know. Well, I mean, he chewed it up, got the flavor out. Now he's just going to talk to somebody.
He got all the juices out. He's good.
It's like a piece of gum. You chew, all the flavor's gone.
Oh, dear God, what is wrong with you? Oh, look.
Oh, goodness.
We finally leave the reception, and we get to the hotel. And this is where the awkward conversations begin and don't stop.
Right.
Because the first thing comes up about the sleeping arrangements, and like, well, what do you wear? What do you wear to bed?
Just shorts, but I could put a shirt on if you're like, yes, please. You put a long sleeve shirt on and a turtleneck.
I mean, you know, I think there's a robe in there too. You could, if you could wrap that around a couple times. Just make sure it's really tight. We got that. Okay. I'm a little cold. Can you turn the heat up? Oh, look at the temperature. It's on 69. When he said that, I was like, dear God, please, no, do not.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned. I'll be damned. Remember, at the reception, she told her girls, I'm not physically attracted, but he seems like a nice guy.
Right.
That shit went out the window as soon as they got to the hotel.
It did. She lost all the physical capital he was building with being smart and all the neuroscience that she was like, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
All went out the window when he said the 69, oh, that's my favorite position. And then, so what are your expectations for tonight? We got a 69?
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Even if you're in a relationship, even if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I would never ask, hey, you want 69? I would never ask that. It's creepy.
Mrs. Taji said the temp probably wasn't even on 69. Probably not. And you know, okay, we saw signs of this coming, right? Because after the Garter Toss, he did this.
Went from like, I just met you to like, Bill Cosby. Yeah, it's going up.
I'm going to assume, by the way, he said it going up. He was drunk. I'm just going to say maybe he was drunk.
I don't know, but it was still awkward.
Okay.
He's not reading the room.
At all. And as much brain science as he loves to talk about, he's not using any brain cells to get this right? Kevin says maybe he was drunk when he said that.
He's too old.
Yeah, thank
you. He's too old for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's too old for that and too educated to get drunk that quick around a bunch of strangers and some cameras.
Fierce Fashion says he's embarrassing his older brother, Pastor Cal. Way too many gray hairs to be that immature.
Yes, you should know better.
D. Michelle says, y'all, he's practically a virgin. That doesn't give you an excuse. I'm sorry.
No, but he's delivered. Now.
Exactly. Now, you stupid. Okay. I do agree with Nikki here saying that she kind of, and she's doing this every time he's bringing up these little jokes, she's cutting it off. She's setting these walls up, these barriers, like, and I understand what she's doing. They're probably asking, hey, Carl, what are you doing? She said, no. I got to set these boundaries here right now. And that's
right.
Exactly what you have to do. Because I watch people do this in the workplace, which is terrible. Because if you don't set those boundaries, they never know how to end. I watch people do that in social settings. And if you don't stop it, it never happens. And in this, she better do it.
You have to, because you're trying to let him know, hey, that's not cool. right? You shut that stuff down. And here's the, what do we all know from dating? Remember in college, if she talks to you about, you know, sex or things like that, she's interested in you. Women don't have conversations about sex with somebody they don't want to touch and sleep with. She's not ready to do that with him. He's trying to throw all this out there, trying to feel, you know, get some feelers out there to see what could potentially happen. And dude, just get to know her, talk to her, and leave it at that.
You know, I would love to disagree with you on that. However, as she was talking to the producer, she's like, yes, I'm setting these boundaries, and says, but I do like that number. Just not with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she didn't tell him that. You know, it's my favorite position too, but I just met you.
Yeah.
She didn't say that because she's smart. No.
Smart.
She's like, how about we 68 and, you, and I owe you one?
No, sure, never want that. How about we 23? You get the hell out. You can retire right now. Take your talents elsewhere, yeah. LeBron James. Shout out to Pimp Named Slickback. Thank you very much for the for the super chat. Says shout out to Kurt Carr for ending up on Married at First Sight. Now, it's another one that he gets crazy on is constantly asking for kisses. She tells him no, not right now, right? And this is another part where they edit, and he goes, oh, the drama's going up. No, that was an edit because you didn't actually see him say that part. But I have to ask you, because you always like the fact that they ask at the altar for the kiss.
Mm-hmm.
What about the rest of the night?
Well, again, it's just like going on a date. You go on a first date. Now, when I go on a first date, I don't assume I'm going to kiss somebody on the first date. But if the date's going well and body language and all those things gives me the sign that if I did go in for a kiss, it'd be well received. Great, right? But for Sean, she's shutting down the sexual innuendos. She's not showing that she's all that attracted to him just yet. She's trying to build it up. Stop asking. Just talk to her for a bit and then wait till tomorrow. You know, hey, good morning. You know, give her a quick little peck on the for breakfast. Hey, good morning. I made you some eggs.
Brush your teeth.
And then see what she does.
Brush your teeth first. You don't want to mess around. It's the first day. She really don't find you attractive. But you would think it would end there. But, and this is where he annoyed the crap out of me. And I went, you know what? If I'm her friend, I say, get the hell out, girl. Forget the whatever money they're gonna make you pay. Because he says, thanks for letting me sleep in the bed. And she's like, sure. And
sure, buddy.
Like, it's don't act like you weren't gonna make me sleep elsewhere. Where's this coming from? So you do know she doesn't like you.
Yes. You are reading the room. She's not into it.
By the way, Kelly says, Yanni and Terrell for next season, experts on Married at First Sight. These men need pre-wedding counseling. No, because they won't have the rest of the show.
Yeah, because then, we like to make fun of their stupid decisions. If we try to coach them out of it, not going to have any ratings. It could be boring.
MWA asks, does he know she's not attracted? He knows.
He knows.
He's just ignoring it.
Yeah.
By the way, I just have to... before we get out of here, and we appreciate you guys hanging with us, man, because this has been always a fun time. Do us a favor, please. If you haven't done it already, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Out.
Fierce Fashion says, Terrell's motto is, if she ain't putting out, I'm packing up.
Nope. Not my motto at all. Never. I've never been that way. Not my motto at all. You know, I don't expect somebody to put out quickly or whatever. It just, I believe in going with the flow. It could be first week, it could be first night, who knows? It just depends if the vibe is there. And we've all had dates where everything is just clicking and we're like, oh shoot, and then next thing you know, you're 69 and I guess.
You know, okay. Because there's no judgment if it happens the first night, the first month, but there's if it's the first year. Okay, I get what you're saying there, right? However, Mike says, don't want a woman who admits 69 is her favorite position. Could never kiss her again.
Come on, Mike. I'm sex positive. I don't believe in shaming anybody. I think a woman, if she's into something, she likes it, say it. Nothing wrong with that. I think it's I think there are certain men that can't handle a woman. That nothing against you, Mike. I'm just saying there are some men that just can't handle a woman that is sex positive and has no problem voicing what she likes, what pleasures her, and how she likes to please a man. Nothing wrong with that. You can't be like, oh, I would never kiss her because she likes that. That's crazy. So no girl, no guy should ever date somebody you used to date.
That's there you go. That you just got to find you a virgin and that be it. There's never kissed, never go to the date, never, because, yeah, you never mind. Look, MW has a great point. What's the word we were supposed to put in the chat? I missed it. You didn't miss it. I forgot it. See, I could admit when I'm wrong, Terrell. Let's do this word since we're here right now. Because I was going to go nail polish, right?
Okay.
However, and I almost thought of 69. However, because this thing kept coming up, let's go with P. Either with just the letter P or P-E-E. Because even Jay Say So said, I had to log on for this. No pee in the pool, right? Meanwhile, J.C. Walker says the ocean hate to see me coming. Which, now I got to ask you, because you said no peeing in the pool as an adult. What about the ocean?
Ocean is very different. I mean, all types of stuff is happening in the ocean. There's animals eating each other in the ocean. There's things taking a shit in the ocean. You know, it's the ocean, right? I see nothing wrong with that. It's the ocean. In a pool where it's, you know, confined space, no. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the ocean's good. I got you. Ocean's good. And therefore, that's why when you see people in the ocean, you don't swim close to them.
Yeah, when somebody swims off to go, you know, they're acting like they just want to stretch their arms a little bit. No, they're going to go pee. And then they're going to come wade on right back to you guys. Hey, what's up, everybody? A little more relaxed. A little lighter.
Kevin says, if my cousin is just standing looking at waves, I know not to go near. What do you, okay, so that being the case then. Okay, yeah. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
End on a high note, P.
Leave P, there you go. Leave P in there. By the way, Tessa Two True said, what in the hell world are you people living in? Just peeing everywhere.
Yeah, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, just make sure there are no cops around. You don't want to get that indecent exposure now, because that becomes a lot more serious now, right?
Well, that's the great thing about being a guy. We have ways of getting around that. Women, they got to do the squat thing. It's going to be obvious. Mm-hmm. Guy, you can pull over side of the road. Not that I've done this. Pull up side of the road at night, put your hazards on, and just kind of walk around the car like you're checking your tires or something like that. But you're actually peeing, but no one knows. Because we don't have to drive.
The car?
Yeah, there's just kind of walking around and just kind of, you know, just make sure you don't get it on you. But there's a way you can do it. If you're on a road trip somewhere, there's no gas station, no rest stop, you got to go.
Mrs. Taji says, I'm trying to hype, not working. What am I doing wrong? Nothing. It takes a while after it's processed to then come up. When if you just drop a video right away, then the hype is there. But you got to wait when it's doing live. That's why. So that's why it's, you don't see the hype right now.
Yeah.
Last thing, because we're talking about Dr. Sean Best and the fact that when Nikki found out that he was, a lot of people make it a big deal about the fact when he said he is a doctor in education and not an act, not you know, a family doctor, a medical doctor, right?
Yeah.
But I noticed that she really didn't flinch when he said that, right? However, Mrs. Taji says, my husband has a PhD in economics. He never calls himself doctor, even though he earned the title, especially as an immigrant. And I can tell you, it'd be Dr. Rude. It wouldn't even be Yanni Rude anymore. It'd be Dr. Rude. And Rude ain't even my name. Happy Gardener says, I'm a PhD. Never introduced myself as Dr. Happy Gardener. Same for my husband, but some people do. And it's not wrong. I think it's preference and industry. And I applaud y'all for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm doing it.
I agree. I think it's whatever your preference is, it's not wrong to do it. You earned it. But I do think you got to clarify. You just can't walk into a room and go, I'm a doctor. Mm-hmm. Because people are automatically thinking medical. Mm-hmm. And you got to say, no, I'm a doctor of science in this or whatever. Totally fine. But I think you worked hard, you earned it, you have every right to call yourself that. But I do think you have to kind of add a little more context. You just can't say, I'm a doctor. Is there a doctor in the house? Yes.
It's funny you should say that, because I was literally about to bring that up. There's a doctor in the house. Yes. What do you need? This person looks like they're having a heart attack. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, let me tell you about English.
I'm a doctor in mathematics.
Let me tell you about Shakespeare.
3x over 2 plus this equals, he ain't gonna make it.
On that note, oh my God. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. New show says a doctor equals medical, period. Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm glad y'all, that people, because CXF, my cousin is a doctor in education and he never mentions it. I get it.
Yeah.
I can't fault anybody who does it. They give you a doctorate. The only people that I think that have never done it, and I'm okay with them doing it because they say, I'm a lawyer. But what they have is technically a doctorate.
Yeah.
Mimi says, you got to say I have my doctoral. Well, thank you, Caitlin.
Cheyenne Bryant.
He ain't out here being Cheyenne Bryant. He got it. He earned
it. She's still catching strays.
Well, that's because she's still out there talking. And she was practicing. It's not like she was teaching. There's a difference. Look, appreciate you guys, man. Thank you for hanging out with us. We always love you guys. Shout out to the live crew. Do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. I need everybody, whether you're part of the live crew, whether you're part of the replay gang, help us get to that 10K goal. Let us do it together. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts from the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.